Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry, live from the Hillside Medical Game Studios. Caroline Fenton is here today. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, how we doing?
Outstanding. Ian Safar is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
So we have the answer to the secret of all secrets. The G14 classified information that we have been spending weeks trying to decipher, we now have an answer. What is the deal with Treylon Burks? And so I was on my way into practice today, and today was one of those, the OTA practice, where the first part of it was the assistant coaches were talking, and then they had practice, and then the head coach, and then whomever else would be talking too. And so, no disrespect to the assistant coaches, but we don't, if you notice, we don't ever interview assistant coaches on the show.
No, we do not. We don't really interview coaches at all.
No, but, you know, like if we want to have the head coach on, that'd be one thing. The GM, talking to the assistant GM, I'm not interested in that. And so, you know, I'll let the assistant coaches talk to the fine folks out there who wanted to talk to them. And they did a fantastic job. And Rob Moore, the wide receivers coach, either was instructed by Mike Vrabel, which I think there's probably a chance he was, or got yelled at by Mike Vrabel after practice today, which if he wasn't instructed by Mike Vrabel to let the cat out of the bag, then he definitely got yelled at by Mike Vrabel, but I don't know. Either way, Rob Moore asked by TD about Treylon Burks and, again, the G14 secret inhaler that we don't know about offered up the explanation.
Treylon's worked hard, comes in early in the morning, board work, walkthroughs, everything you could think of, mobile climb. We do it's a lot of different things to try and shorten the learning curve and get him caught up to speed.
A lot of focus on the negative with him, you know, it's just the problems he had starting off. But what are some of the positives that you've been able to gather?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, some of those things that happen kind of out of his control, just, you know, the kid, you know, he's got asthma. You know what I mean? Those things, you know, happen. But, you know, in regards to, he understands what the expectations are. But I think at the end of the day, it's just really him getting himself immersed in the culture of how we do things here, how we play here, which is different from every player that comes in here from college, because we ask these guys to do things that a lot of teams don't ask them to do.
Good enough for me. We didn't need the rah-rah at the end there. All we needed to know, he said, setback with asthma. And so I think a lot of people, after they heard that, thought, case closed, done. He has asthma. There you go, Jared. There you go, everybody else that's been wondering about why is the star rookie wide receiver drafted to replace A.J. Brown? Why can he not make it through a practice? And I think everybody heard that and thought, asthma. But honestly, that only opened up more questions for me. So, Caroline, I thought you did a great job of asking Mike Vrabel today, because I was out there and Rob Moore says Treylon Burks has asthma. I walk in and TD immediately says, see, I told you don't get too worked up. He has asthma. I should talk to a doctor about asthma today, and I got the whole rundown on asthma. And so the way it was kind of laid out to me was, as far as asthma was concerned, was they were just, you know, you just take a, if you've got exercise-induced asthma, which is a thing, and there's also allergy-induced asthma, what you do is you take your inhaler, the steroid, I forget what it's called, I got it
there's
all
albuterol.
Broken down for me. That's it, albuterol. Mm-hmm. You take albuterol, and then you get out there and you play. And surely Treylon Burks isn't the only player in the history of the NFL that has asthma. So then I get out there. Guess who's not there?
Treylon Burks.
Where the hell is he? And so Caroline asked Vrabel about that today.
Not practice today. Is there a specific reason for that? And how do you feel about your first round pick not being out of practice today?
He was unavailable.
Okay. So what's that mean? Because here's the thing, right? I don't want to say everybody has asthma. I'm sure every team in the league has somebody who's got asthma.
It's a pretty common thing, yes.
It's not like asthma, it just was invented here. And they have to wear a hazmat suit every day in the facility around Treylon Burks. It's asthma. And again, I don't have asthma. Thank goodness, you know, because it sounds like it can be tough to deal with. Mm-hmm. But I also know that if I got diagnosed with asthma, it's not this end-all be-all to my life or career. But he still wasn't out there today. And then Mike Vrabel says that he was unavailable. So that, to me, opens up more questions, right? Like, one, how bad's the asthma? Two, was the asthma bad at Arkansas? Three, why can't he practice with the asthma? Four, how was it a setback if, again, he's not the first player ever to have asthma? And five, why has it been such a freaking secret?
And also six, in addition to the asthma, is there something else going on? Because like you said, I don't think Treylon Burks is the only player in the history of the NFL to ever suffer from asthma. And of course, there's a long spectrum of how, you know, how difficult it can be to deal with. I understand that. But he can have asthma and also be out of shape. So that's another thing, too, is it just the asthma? Is that what's keeping him off the field? Is the weight a problem? Are they going to continue condition him? Does he still need to lose a little bit of weight before training camp? That's another question. In addition to the asthma, is there something else? If so, what is it?
I think it's fair to ask. Like, I'm sitting here wondering now, like, okay, that was, what, 3 weeks ago, the rookie minicamp? 4 weeks ago? I can't even, I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies were still playing basketball.
About a month ago.
The last time when they had the rookie minicamp, and this, was it allergies? Was it asthma? Was it the heat? What was it about Treylon Burks when that all started? And ever since then, he's done some of the drills. He hasn't done some of the drills. He's done most of the drills, but he didn't do all the drills. And then today, he was quote-unquote unavailable. So is this asthma much, much, much more severe and much, much, much different than everybody else in the NFL who has asthma? Because I assume if you've got 53 people on a team, I would assume that pretty much every team has one person who's got asthma, right?
Probably so. I mean, it's common.
So what? For me, there's more questions that are added up here. So here's what a doctor told me today about asthma. I talked to a doctor, and then I told the doctor, I need you to text me everything that you just said to me so that when I read this, that you can go from there. Quote, exercise-induced asthma and allergen-induced asthma are two of the most common triggers. People with exercise-induced asthma typically use an inhaler prior to exercise or during if needed. Seems simple to me. Allergen-induced asthma is controlled with allergy medications or shots depending on the severity. The mainstays of asthma treatment are albuterol, which targets airway hyperreactivity, and it controls spasms in the airwaves, and steroids, either inhaled or systemic, which control inflammation. Asthma is very common and more common in African Americans. It is typically able to be controlled with medications. So why was Treylon Burks not at practice today if this was an issue a month ago?
Well, he was unavailable.
And
that's why I asked the question. Why wasn't he out there? I understand he was unavailable because he wasn't on the field. But what's the deal there? Is it an asthma thing? Is he getting treatment? Is he doing something inside the facility off the field to, you know, help further his conditioning along? I don't know. That's why I asked the question, and we didn't get an answer.
So then I asked the doctor, would it be a bigger issue if the person with asthma was out of shape? The doctor says yes, because your lung compliance is worse if you're overweight and out of shape. Compliance meaning how easily your lungs inflate and deflate. So I guess here's my question to everybody. What's this mean? Like, is it, hey, he's got asthma, he'll take his albuterol, he's done it. You know, my guess is he probably took his albuterol in high school, he probably took his albuterol at Arkansas, the Titans probably knew about it before they drafted him, all the teams probably knew about it before they drafted him, he'll take his albuterol and he'll get out there and play. But that's in the sunshine and rainbows and lollipops world, because if that was that easy, would he have not been on the field today? And I think the answer is yes.
But that's assuming that the asthma is the reason why he wasn't on the field today.
Well, what about this? What if he's out of shape, and because of the asthma, Remember when I talked about how there's always a fear that if somebody's out of shape and you put them on the practice field and have them practice full go, the coaches fear that that person's going to get hurt, whether it's a pulled hamstring or whether it's this idea of Shaquille O'Neal showing up at 400 pounds and working himself into shape during the season. Most coaches don't like, because then it, you know, you could hurt your knees or you could do whatever, and that's a big fear. Well, what if with Burks, it's the asthma that they're worried about that is complicated because of the shape? So that the Titans look at it like, okay, he has to get in shape before he can practice because of the asthma. That's all I can come up with. To me, I don't think that this lets the conditioning off the hook, which is where I think a lot of people want to go to is, oh, it's not out of shape, even though that's what Albert Breer reported. It's not that. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's just asthma. And look, I hope everybody's right. But I would say this, as far, again, as Burks is concerned. If it was just asthma, and if it was just that, and if it was just asthma, and if it was just you take your albuterol in your inhaler before exercise, and you get out there and you dominate the SEC, because he did dominate the SEC. If it's that simple, then where was he today? And what was the quote-unquote setback that Coach Rob Moore referred to? So let's get it rocking and rolling. Your thoughts. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. And I asked Mike Vrabel today, specifically, will he be ready for the season? Because I know a lot of you out there don't care about OTAs and don't care about practice, and I understand, I get it. But what Vrabel had to say, and do you think Vrabel really believes it? 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Where's my backpack?
That's right.
I need to grab something out of my backpack here, but we'll get to your phones as well at 615-737-1025, because that is, of course, our wonderful phone number. Here you... Nope, that's the wrong email. But, well, we'll just do that on the other side. 615-737-1025 here on the program. Let me tell you about my friends at Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. I love my friends Hiller. They've been taking care of my home for years. It's absolutely fantastic. They are proud supporters of the Nashville Predators, proud supporters of the Tennessee Volunteers, and they are excited about the Vols in the Super Regionals, and they're proud supporters of the Vanderbilt Commodores, and they were sad to see Vanderbilt season end. There's no better time to upgrade your essential home systems than this month at Hiller. Until the end of June, Hiller is offering zero interest for 60 months on select new HVAC systems, zero interest for 12 months on new tankless water heaters, and zero interest for 12 months on new whole home generators. If you know you need a new system for your home, do it this month. These financing offers are available for a limited time only to help you stay comfortable and cool all summer and handle the payments later. Visit happyhiller.com for all the details, and as always, happy you will be, or the service is free. That's my friends at Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Call the Happy Face Truck today. Stillman & Company, again, the big secret that was out today. Treylon Burks, Rob Moore, the Titans wide receivers coach, says he has asthma. And then he didn't practice today, and Mike Vrabel said he was unavailable. And now there's all this talk about asthma. And again, I talked to a doctor, and a doctor said exercise-induced asthma is a thing. It is not uncommon. And again, you just take your medication and the inhaler, and you should be good to go. And yet, the G14 classified secret still stays around Treylon Burks today. Why he wasn't there? He was unavailable. So I asked Mike Vrabel today about, do you expect Treylon Burks to be ready given this asthma situation? Do you expect him ready for the start of the season? Here's what Vrabel said.
Rob Moore said today that Treylon's been dealing with a setback from asthma. How confident are you that Treylon will get that worked out and be ready to go for the start of the training camp and the preseason?
Yeah, very confident. You know, I mean, that's got a lot of confidence in all our players to prepare. And, you know, we got a few weeks, you know, quite a few weeks here before we do go to training camp.
Okay, so Vrabel does not seem at all worried. Does that mean everybody put the alarm off? Don't worry about it. Don't be concerned about the first-round draft pick who's coming in here to replace A.J. Brown. Like it or not, that is what he's supposed to do. Everybody, sleep well tonight in Nashville, because Treylon Burks will be fine, or as I should say, the coach said he is, quote-unquote, very confident.
Yeah, absolutely not. I don't buy it.
Of course.
Absolutely not.
Of course.
I mean, I because of every reason that you just named. He's the first round pick. He was the guy that you traded A.J. Brown for. Now, does he need to be A.J. Brown? No. But you traded away your best wide receiver in a very, and be nice if he was. He traded away your best wide receiver in a very long time in order to pick up Treylon Burks. There's a lot riding on this pick, not just him alone, but also the track record with first round picks ain't so great.
Oh, it's awful.
So, I mean, yes, of course, Vrabel is probably worried about it. I'm worried about it. You're worried about it. You all listening are probably worried about it. And it's a fair concern. Mike Vrabel might be confident that he could come back, but that doesn't mean that it absolves all worry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else he's supposed to say there.
Yeah, that, I mean, no, he's saying what he's supposed to say. Because he wants all of this, discussion will be, you know, he's hoping it'll all just be shut down. If he says, I'm confident, he'll be fine, no worries, he's unavailable, you know, I'm confident in him. Of course, he's going to say that. That doesn't mean it's the truth.
Let's go to your phones. Let's get it rocking and rolling again. I'm just trying to figure out here. I mean, the Titans have been playing football for 23 years. Based upon my discussion with a doctor today about asthma, I have a feeling that this isn't the first player in the history of the Titans that's had asthma, but I do feel like this is probably the most that asthma's ever been talked about in reference to the Titans, and he wasn't out there today, so what's it mean? Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe, kick us off. Go ahead.
Hey, Jared, I just wanted to tell you that exactly what this means is we should have paid AJ whatever the hell he wanted to stay.
I mean, why? Like you're convinced because Treylon Burks has asthma that you don't believe that AJ Brown, you know, like, so you think because Treylon Burks has asthma that the Titans made a mistake in trading AJ Brown?
Oh, they most definitely did. It's not, and that was before the whole asthma thing.
Joe, did you think that they made a mistake the night of the draft when they traded AJ Brown?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So basically all you're saying is that your opinion has now been confirmed. It's not as if this information has changed your opinion at all.
No.
Okay. I appreciate your call, Joe. Do you feel that way now that we know about the asthma?
No, I don't. I'm still worried about Treylon Burks, but also I'm not going to completely forgive all of the things that I was worried about with A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's not the bill of health. I mean, he had hamstring issues. AJ had knee issues. AJ wanted way too much money.
He was a crybaby.
He was a crybaby. He took to Twitter for every single grievance that he wanted to air. So, no, I'm not saying that Treylon Burks was a bust of a pick because he has asthma. I'm not saying that the Titans should have paid AJ Brown the $80 million guaranteed that he wanted. That's just absolutely
$80 million
ridiculous.
Wasn't willing to show up. The asthma does not bother me as far as Burks is concerned. The conditioning bothers me. You know, the Albert Breer report that Treylon Burks was 225 at the combine, but he was in the 230s for some of his private workouts. And his 40 time in Indianapolis, Albert Breer wrote, contributed to his falling out of the top group of receivers in the minds of a bunch of teams. Then the one that he wrote a couple weeks ago, that Burks, for a lot of people, labored through some of the private pre-draft workouts, which was a red flag for certain teams. Well, it would make sense that he would labor through these if he was out of shape and had asthma. I think if you're out of shape and you don't have asthma, and this is not something that I have talked to a doctor about, but if you're out of shape and you have asthma, I think it probably accentuates the out of shape. And the out of shape probably accentuates the asthma. That's just my guess. You know, if you're out of shape and you don't have asthma, it's just like, hey, get in shape. How do I get in shape? Run as much as you can and push yourself. Well, I don't think you, and I'm not a doctor and I haven't talked to the doctor about this, I don't think you can just push yourself if you have asthma. You have exercise-induced asthma.
Yeah.
Can you just push yourself to get in shape?
No. No, I can't. I mean, it's something that you have to think about. And I've been dealing with it since I was 6 or 7 years old. Like, this has been a thing that I've dealt with my entire life. But I don't know how long Treylon Burks has been dealing with asthma, but it's one of those things that I just know my body. I know what I need. If I'm going to work out, if I know that I'm going to be, you know, heavy lifting or something like that, or if I'm going to be running a lot, I just bring my inhaler or I take my inhaler or whatever I might need. But also, it's just something that you learn to deal with. And It's really as close as that. I bring my inhaler and I'm fine.
Taylor's up next. Taylor has asthma. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, hi. I know, how y'all doing today? Sorry about
Good.
That. How you guys doing?
Good.
I know when I was in Michigan, because I moved to Tennessee, that the different pollens and stuff like that really can mess with your asthma and your breathing. Whereas, like, in Michigan, I didn't really have too bad of allergies. But I moved to Tennessee, and my allergies flared up and stuff like that, and it has affected the asthma. So maybe it's that could be an issue. That's maybe why he's going through all this, and maybe the reason why he's not there is that he's getting the proper, you know, like the different levels and stuff like that, and the, you know, all the medications proper for his body to fight the pollen and stuff like that.
Okay, so I want to talk about that because, again, we don't know if it's exercise-induced asthma or if it's allergen-induced asthma, as we know now today, as our doctor told us, that there are two kinds of asthmas.
Thank you to our doctor.
And I do wonder this. Remember when this all first happened? Boy, we got shamed when we started that Monday show about how Treylon Burks dropped out of rookie minicamp. And it was like, how dare you guys? It was either the heat or it was allergies. Or it was asthma because they saw him with an inhaler, but it surely wasn't that he was out of shape. Then the report started coming in that that's a pretty good chance he's out of shape. And then a lot of people started to say, oh, maybe it is that he's out of shape. Maybe it's all three.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, Rob Moore coming out and saying that he has asthma doesn't absolve everything else that could be a
factor
here.
The word that Rob Moore
here.
Used that I can't get over is setback. That he had a setback. And Rob Moore basically was implying, and maybe we'll need to play the clip again because I've only heard it a couple of times, but it sounded like he was implying that it's not Burks' fault. Now, again, this is don't ever blame the player season, mm-hmm. but maybe I'm willing to believe
out of his control.
I'm willing to believe that it's all three things. I'm willing to believe that it is exercise-induced asthma that has been accentuated because he's out of shape. Because that has been, regardless of whether or not his quote-unquote setback that Rob Moore's talking about, regardless of whether or not that is just based on allergen-induced asthma or whatever, the idea that Treylon Burks doesn't have a conditioning problem, I think is pretty far-fetched. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, whether it's the Albert Breer reports, whether it's the Sam Pittman quotes at SEC Media Days last year about how he needed to get in shape and that's something they've been on him about, and just looking at him, he doesn't look like the other wide receivers right now. I think that is pretty obvious to me. The second thing about what does the word setback mean, is it the fact that it's an allergy-induced asthma or it's both allergy-induced asthmas and exercise-induced asthma and somehow it's different than anything that he's experienced in Arkansas and he's out of shape, so it's hard for him to push himself at the level he needs to push himself at. Let's get more phones on this. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We will go to your phones on this. And again, what does the word setback mean in all of this? And then Mike Vrabel, I'm not going to say we let him off the hook, but sometimes the explanations, it just doesn't feel like it adds up. I want to touch on that as well. 615-737-1025, Stillman & Company. We're delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 1025 The Game.
Surprised by what? I try not to get too surprised, but I mean, I'm sure you guys will disagree. But
the asthma setback with Treylon.
No, and that's not, you know, I mean, we deal with a lot of different things. He just, you know, that's something a lot of guys deal with. Again, we've touched on this.
So that was Vrabel. I asked him, were you surprised? And he said no. I also love, I was like, hey, so were you surprised? Well, I mean, you know, we always try not to get surprised. And I wasn't talking about that, Mike. But anywho, were you surprised? He said no. And the thing I've learned about Vrabel, and we will discuss this when it comes to Dylan Radins as well, just listen to the first answer. Can we play that clip again when I asked him? Like, once I asked him the actual question, just listen to the first word. He'll tell you the truth, and then he'll get into the coach talk.
Surprised by what? I try not to get too surprised, but I mean, I'm sure you guys will disagree. But
the asthma setback with Treylon.
No, and that's not, you know, I mean, we deal with a lot of different things. He just...
Okay. No, not surprised. That was Vrabel's response. Do you have, Ian, when I asked him about Radins wanting to be the right tackle, and does he want Radins to be the right tackle? And I was very clear about how I asked this. Listen to the first word and then listen to the rest of the answer.
Dylan says he wants to win the right tackle job. Do you want him to win this right tackle job?
Yeah, I mean, I want every player.
Stop it.
Yeah.
He wants him to win the right tackle job. By the way, and we'll get into this at some point, if Vrabel wants Radins to win the right tackle job, guess what's probably going to happen?
he's going to be the right tackle.
I was talking to somebody yesterday who's an Arkansas baseball fan, or just an Arkansas fan, but they were talking about they put in a freshman pitcher yesterday, mm-hmm. and I guess the coach said before the game, you know, he had a feeling that this pitcher was going to pitch. And I'm like, well, if the coach has a feeling that that guy's going to pitch, chances are he's going
to
pitch.
Since it's that coach's decision.
It would be more news to me if the coach thought the guy was never going to pitch, and then he got in the game and he pitched. That's different.
I have a feeling.
Do you think the Titans are surprised by this?
I don't think that they're surprised by this, but I also don't know how you trade up to pick a wide receiver knowing some of his health complications.
Do you mean the not being in shape and the asthma?
Yep, that is what I mean by health complications.
The one thing I will say about the Titans in drafting Treylon Burks, Jerry showed his board. Which was ridiculous that Jerry Jones would do that. But Jerry Jones showed his board, and Treylon Burks was up there. I think they had him as like the 16th best player, and he went 18. And Aaron Rodgers spilled the tea on the Pat McAfee show when they didn't draft a wide receiver with either of their two first-round picks. And Aaron said, yeah, our guys had six wide receivers they would have taken in the first round. And when all six were gone, that's when we decided to go with Quay Walker and was it Jordan Davis? The other one that they took, the big tackle out of Georgia? I can't remember.
I don't know.
But basically, Aaron Rodgers said, yeah, there were six guys they were going to take at wide receiver. And I think it's obvious that we can make out the six. That it was Olave,
Drake London,
Garrett Wilson, Jamison Williams, Jahan Dotson, and Treylon Burks.
Right.
Let's go to Gary, who's up next. Thank you for calling the show. What's up, Gary?
Hey.
Go ahead.
I think Vrabel is surprised that he's missing practice. And I was wondering, has anyone talked to any beat writers in Arkansas or family members? Can't they get to the bottom of whether he has asthma or not? And I agree with the guy earlier. Nashville and the Tennessee Valley is really bad for asthma and that type of thing. So maybe it's worse than Arkansas, but it can't be the heat because Arkansas is hot too.
Yep, hear you, Gary. I mean, I'll say this. I've lived in three places in my life. I've lived in Nashville, Tennessee. I've lived in Louisville, Kentucky. And I have lived in Concord, New Hampshire. I guess I lived in Manchester, honestly. But Manchester, New Hampshire. When I lived in Manchester, New Hampshire, it was the most brutal winter of my life and an unfortunate spring of snow, but I'm not sure I sneezed one time when I lived there. Here, I've had bad allergies and in Louisville my whole life. My gut tells me Arkansas is not that different from Tennessee.
And Fayetteville, too, is completely covered by trees. It's like it's a giant forest with a school set in the middle of it. It's actually a very beautiful place. But I don't think that, you know, Fayetteville, Arkansas, it's not in the middle of the desert.
Do we need to talk to an Arkansas beat writer about this? Somebody asked me one time, why don't you get so-and-so on your show? And I said, because I don't, when I need 1 minute of information, I don't need to have somebody on for 10 minutes. And I don't even need to have somebody on for 5 minutes. I mean, I really just need to have one, like if I was going to ask an Arkansas beat writer who covered, and I guess I would probably talk to Bo Mattingly, who's kind of like the Arkansas Matt Jones, or for people that are Kentucky Sports Radio, Matt Jones. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like that guy. He's like the Arkansas go-to guy. But I only need 1 minute to question that. I just need one question and answer. Sometimes that's why I like press conferences. Because it's just one question, one answer, and you don't have to drag out a conversation with the guy for 11 minutes or something like that. But I don't feel like putting an Arkansas beat writer on the show. Because I just don't think that outside of that, there's anything that the Arkansas beat writer would be worth.
And if he did deal with allergies and asthma and being out of shape at Arkansas, how does that change what he's dealing with in Nashville?
Well, I mean, it tells you that he can play through it. But I kind of already have the assumption that he can play through it because, again, word assume, I assume that he did play through it. Now, you had an interesting theory, and again, it's a theory.
A theory that is based in just speculation.
Just theory. But then somehow, COVID could be involved in this.
If he did get COVID after this past football season, and he's still dealing with the effects of it, if he has a long COVID kind of situation, then no. He wouldn't have dealt with it at Arkansas, and he wouldn't have had to play through it in the past. And this is something fairly new that he's dealing with. Again, speculation,
sure.
Complete theory. But that would explain if he hasn't dealt with it in the past, if it wasn't an issue at Arkansas, that if he got COVID after this past season, then he could still be dealing with the facts.
All right, what do we have in the text line?
One texter texts into the text line and says, I would say the reason he isn't on the field is 90% out of shape and 10% asthma.
How can somebody have that opinion?
I don't know.
I mean, I am not.
I don't know.
Again, this is the show that has opinions, and this is the show that speculates. But I have seen I have been to two of the three open OTA practices. I saw Treylon Burks work for 30 minutes and then go back inside the building. I thought it was the fat kid treatment where you send him right to the treadmill, which is what Rick Pitino used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought it was, all right, you did the first couple of drills. Now we're going to do some other stuff, but you go run on the treadmill so that you're not standing around, you're not whatever, and you're using the practice time to get in shape. Maybe he was going into the training room to talk to the trainer or to get something from the trainer to deal with asthma, and then he came back out there. I don't know. But how can somebody, and he wasn't out there today because he was, quote unquote,
unavailable.
How does somebody who, and I assume this texter has not been to any of these OTA practices, how does somebody who has not even been there have the opinion of, I think it's 90% that he's out of shape and only 10% asthma? Like, I can't even have that opinion. I don't have that opinion.
I mean, I don't know how severe his asthma is.
And not only that, the Titans won't tell you anything. You think Rob Moore's getting in trouble for this, or do you think that when you told me this morning that Rob Moore said this, I figured that they had sat around and had decided, you know what, let's just tell them. Let's just tell the media that it's asthma, and then that way they can talk about it and be done with it. And a lot of people who cover the team, I have felt, have kind of had the opinion of, hey, it's just asthma. Case closed. That's it. No need for Matlock to show up here and break this down. It's asthma. He'll be fine. Coach says he'll be fine. Everybody move on. It'll be good. For me, I'm like, okay, well, now that we know that it's asthma, now what? And if asthma's so common, then how come more players aren't struggling with asthma? Or that this hasn't been a discussion with the other players? I mean, I just think there's a lot here that's at stake, or at least there's a lot, in my opinion, that is kind of out there, and you're kind of wondering, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, now what? If he's still unavailable a month later, what was the setback that Rob Moore was talking about, that Rob Moore said was out of his control? And I feel bad because in the NFL, you have to make the assistant coaches available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they're going to not let Rob Moore talk anymore. But if Rob Moore wasn't supposed to let the cat out of the bag, oh, man, Vrabel's going to give him the business today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, my goodness. I mean, that's like, I'm not afraid of Mike Vrabel, but I would say that there's just certain things with certain people that you're like, oh, that's going to be bad for you. And this is how I feel about that. If Rob Moore wasn't supposed to say that, I wonder when I asked Vrabel about, hey, Rob Moore says Treylon has asthma, if like Vrabel was thinking, he did what? I wonder if Vrabel thought that when I asked that question.
I feel like he would have acted a little bit more surprised.
Well, I talked to a Titan
because it was, as soon as Rob Moore said that, I saw every single media member get out their phone and tweet it away.
Yeah, but Vrabel's not on his phone.
I'm sure that there is somebody out there to tell him, hey, this is what they're talking about.
Hey, I'll say this. When I showed up after the assistant coaches were done talking. Uh-huh. I showed up at 9 o'clock, and they were still stretching. And I said to a Titan staffer, I said, so I guess the G14 classification is out the window here on the Treylon Burks. They looked at me like, what are you talking about? I was like,
of course they looked at you like, what are you talking
about? No, they looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Because they don't want it to be like they were hiding it. They don't want to play into the fact that they didn't want to say what it was.
But they know they were hiding it.
But I also do find it interesting that, you know, if this was planned, if Rob Moore let the cat out of the bag, I find it very interesting that the beans were spilled the day that Treylon Burks was not out on the field.
Oh, as if?
As if it was like, we'll go ahead and get it out there, and then that way Treylon's not here, he won't have to answer questions about it, or, you know, that way the press won't be, you know, looking at him after we say that he has asthma, just to get everyone off our backs, let him know he's dealing with asthma, and so Treylon won't have to deal with the, you know, the subsequent media frenzy after Rob Moore says that. So, I don't know if it's related or not.
So, speaking of Rob Moore, TD just sent me a nugget that I will share with all of you. So I've got two nuggets. One that TD just sent me, and one nugget of my own. And then we'll get back to your phones. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Your thoughts on the Burks situation, questions from OTAs, because the second nugget is a non-Treylon Burks nugget, but it is definitely a nugget, and it is something that I certainly noticed. Hey, the Sounds return home to First Horizon Park for a six-game series against the Norfolk Tides. The Norfolk Tides, the AAA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Catch all the action tonight on ESPN 94.9 at 7 o'clock. 7.05 p.m. is the first pitch. Sounds Baseball on ESPN 94.9, presented by 312 Pizza Company and Farm Bureau Health Plans.
Is there a specific reason for that, and how do you feel about your first-round pick not being out of practice today?
He was unavailable.
Three words. He was unavailable. There you go.
Okay.
There you go from
Not
Brable.
What I was looking for.
So I got a nugget from Teron Davenport. TD sent this to me. And let me tell you, one of the most frustrating things in the world about the ESPN app is that when you send an article from ESPN.com and you open it, it takes you to the ESPN app and not just your phone. But anywho, TD just sent this to me. And it's from his article on ESPN.com. Rob Moore, the Titans wide receivers coach, on Treylon Burks. And again, he's got asthma because Rob Moore told everybody. We asked Vrabel, are you surprised by it? He said no. We asked Vrabel what he thought of it. Didn't really say much. We asked Vrabel if they knew this when they drafted him. Vrabel kind of mumbled. Do we have that when they drafted him? Because Vrabel, I mean, I was sitting there and I'm like, I don't even know if you can make out what Vrabel's saying here. Here's what Vrabel said.
I assume, did you guys know that he had asthma? Is that something that's covered?
There's a long medical history, yeah.
Okay, so they knew, according to Vrabel. And yet, Rob Moore said this, and it's quoted in TD's article, quote, Burks, and the he is Burks, he understands what the expectations are, Moore said. I'm excited about Treylon and what he's going to be able to bring to this football team. He just has to get himself healthy and show everybody out here on the field what he's capable of. So maybe it's more than the asthma. Maybe you brought up the COVID speculation. We've talked about maybe he is dealing. Again, the word that Rob Moore used earlier was setback. So what's that mean? So that's the nugget there, that Rob Moore is basically saying that he's excited about Burks and that he just has to get over whatever that setback was. Burks has to get over it. He thinks he will get over it, and then he'll go show everybody how good he can be. That's the first nugget. The second nugget is, I have never for one second entertained the realistic idea that Malik Willis could be the number two quarterback of the Titans. Even when people say to me, Malik Willis could be the starting quarterback if the team is not very good, I still think you have to remember that it's not just about whether or not you win or lose games. Sometimes it's about the kid. If you stick Malik Willis out there before he's ready, maybe you scare him to death. I always thought that David Carr was a good quarterback, but with those Texans offensive lines, I don't think he ever had a chance to develop into a good quarterback. I think he always had potential. And I think in the league, they ruin a lot of quarterbacks by playing them before they're ready to go. I think Marcus was in a similar situation here. So if Willis isn't ready at the end of the year, even if the team freaking sucks, you'll still play Tannehill or you'll still play Woodside because you don't want to ruin the kid. And all the draft gurus and Bill Polian and everybody else kind of set the expectations for us that Malik Willis was not going to play meaningful football this year, at least at quarterback, that it would be gadget stuff. It would be goal line situations. I don't know what to make of the rep counts today, but it was a lot of Tannehill and a lot of Malik and not a lot of Logan. And maybe some of that is because they already know what they have in Logan, and they don't feel like Logan needs those reps. Floyd used to always talk about it. When you have a young quarterback, which Mariota was for forever, you want a veteran behind him who doesn't need reps in practice. Because if you got a young quarterback, you want a veteran that's starting, because then the veteran doesn't need all the reps in practice. Brady can miss a couple of reps in practice. He'll be fine. You can let the young guy get the reps. Now, I will say this. A lot of those starting quarterbacks, when it comes to practice, and they're getting ready for the Bills, or they're getting ready for the Colts, or they're getting ready for the Saints, a lot of those starting quarterbacks don't like giving their reps to the other guy just because, you know, I need the reps. I think some of it, too, is don't take my reps. These are my reps. You're the backup.
I'm the starter.
You take your little mini reps that nobody cares about, but don't be taking my reps, Jordan Love. But anywho, Floyd used to always talk about with a young guy, you want a veteran backup because he doesn't need reps. And if the quarterback gets hurt in practice, the veteran can go in there and he knows what to do. He's not going to be any good, but he knows what to do. And sometimes knowing what to do is just as important as actually being good. It's why these teams love Brian Hoyer, because Brian Hoyer doesn't need a single rep. He's played enough football in the NFL. But Malik got a lot of reps today. And I'm not going to say Malik looked good, because I'm not even sure how you can really tell. If the quarterback looks good, they threw a bunch of checkdowns today. He had one ball that was tipped in the air, but then I think it was Tommy Hudson grabbed his hamstring and it had to be carted off. So, you know, did the tight end not run the route right, or as he was trying to run the route, fall down because he pulled his hamstring? So maybe it's not Malik's fault. I don't know. But I was just shocked at the rep count that Malik was getting today in comparison to Logan. And again, right now, if I had to put a depth chart out there, it's still, and this is my depth chart, this is not theirs, because one, I don't know their depth chart, and two, if I did know their depth chart, I wouldn't be allowed to report it. In my head, I'm mentally preparing for Tannehill, Woodside, Malik, and then how they figure that out on game day. I am not anticipating there to be a battle for a roster spot at training camp, simply because I think they're going to carry three quarterbacks. But I say all of this to say that I was surprised at how few reps I felt like Logan Woodside got out there today. And if they're giving Malik Willis a lot more reps, it's either because they think he needs the reps or because they're going to try to push more reps on his plate because they want him to be the backup quarterback and they want him to show that he's ready to be the backup quarterback. And then they only have to carry two quarterbacks going into the season. But again, I think they're going to go the safe route. I think you carry three. But that's just me. That was a little nugget today. I just noticed how much Malik Willis was out there playing, and I was a little surprised at how little I felt like Logan Woodside was playing. What do we have in the text line?
Michael in Clarksville texts in and says, what if they decided to just say it's asthma so everyone stops asking about him being out of shape?
Would Rob Moore be the guy that they would send out there to do that?
I don't think so. And also, it's not like saying that he has asthma just completely distracts everyone from maybe their concerns that they might have that he's not ready. Because it's still a pretty bad thing if he has asthma. I think it still makes a lot of people concerned about his readiness or how much he can contribute in the season. So I don't think that they would say, yeah, to your point, that why would they send Rob Moore to say that? Mm-hmm. And also, it's still a pretty bad thing to say. Why would you just make that up and put all of that pressure on him if it's not true?
Do you think Rob Moore was supposed to say that he has asthma? Or do you think Rob Moore made a mistake in letting the cat out of the bag?
I think that he probably got the green light to say that, because it was interesting that they told Rob Moore to say it. You know, it was a smaller media group there. It was not at the podium. It was kind of something that they could have maybe just snuck under the rug, but also at least it provided some sort of explanation. And if they really did want to keep everything completely under lock and key, I don't think he would have let it slip.
I'm a little torn on this. The one thing that I think I haven't thought about until now is these coaches with just keeping everything so secret. You know, Belichick, and who's going to call the plays this upcoming season? And he won't tell anybody, and it might be Joe Judge, and it might be Matt Patricia, and nobody knows, but Belichick's not going to tell you. I get a college baseball coach in the middle of a regional, if you ask him, coach, who's going to pitch today? And him being like, I'm not going to tell you until the last minute. Because the second you say, yeah, we're going to give Robinson the ball today, then the entire other team you're going to play has their iPads out and they're watching all the video on Robinson. So I get wanting to keep that a secret. But everything else doesn't always have to be a complete secret all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think we've discussed this, and TD talked about it with us last week, that maybe the Titans did Burks a disservice by not just saying what was wrong with him, just saying, hey, he has asthma. And then everyone's saying, okay. Now, again, a lot of people have asthma, so the extent of the setback is concerning, regardless of whether or not he has asthma. But I think that sometimes if you just tell people what it is, then it'll get people off the player's back. And I could see more sitting there saying, you know what? Screw it. And basically having Traylon's back, knowing he's going to get Vrabel mad at him, and just being like, hey, I'll deal with it, but I'm going to be the one who lets them know that it's not your fault. And because there is a lot of that in the dynamic of an NFL locker room.
Yeah.
Of the players sometimes feel like I can trust the position coach more than I can trust the head coach. Or Derek always told me that whoever he didn't like, the coach or the offensive coordinator, he liked the other guy. So
of course,
the other guy would always make it that guy's fault. You know, it's like, hey, I want to get you the ball more, but coach wants us to run it more, right, or something along those lines. So maybe makes Rob sense. Moore said, you know, I know, like, what's the worst Vrabel's going to do? He's going to yell at him. Like, okay, so I know Mike's going to get
something
mad at me.
Honestly, fairly innocent.
And 5 minutes from now, Mike's going to be moved on to something else.
Right.
So, you know, I know Vrabel's going to yell at me, but let me get Traylon's back here. And then I think that probably builds a little bit of trust between him and Traylon. So I'm just using that as a possibility. Maybe, just maybe, that's what happened.
Fair point.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. There is a position that is up for grabs with the Titans that I think is a legitimate position that I think is legitimately up for grabs. And I am here to tell you today that I no longer think that this position is realistically up for grabs, no matter what they tell you. We'll get to that coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. 1025 and 1063, The Game. And 1029, The Buzz and the Predators will host a 615-day celebration at Ford Ice Center Antioch on Wednesday, June 15th. And it will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Middle Tennessee. It will be an event with full of family fun, paying tribute to Nashville's annual 615 Day. For more information and details and to bid on silent auction items, visit thegamenashville.com/615day.